A show-and-tell model for spreading the word on beef sustainability. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Cattle producers have heard plenty lately about their industry's purported impact on the climate, but the narrative may not be accurate in every case. Take Brady Wolf of Clear Springs Cattle Company in Starbuck, Minnesota.
We are in a very advantageous spot. We have an on-farm vacation rental, and just to get people to come from the metro Twin Cities area, and they stay right in the house on the farm, right out the kitchen window is cows on grass. They just love to see that. They've been shown images of feed yards, and they think that that's where those animals spend their whole life, and there's that misconception. And so I think telling our story, starting at the calf level, all the way through that life cycle of that animal, is a great opportunity to show what these cattle can do and what they can do for our landscapes.
Wolf's situation is effective on a small scale, but, he wonders,
how do we get that to a larger audience? I mean, we're trying to do it with one group of renters every weekend all summer, but we're not making a very big dent with just the 20 people once a week, but there's definitely a story there to be told.
Another voice weighs in tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.